Order. Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Wednesday, the Health Committee continued hearing submissions on a bill that would ban tobacco and cigarette advertising displays in shops, and heard from the Royal Australasian College of Physicians and Cardiac Society. Their cardiac research chairman, Dr. Paul Peacock, pointed to a major reason why people struggled to quit smoking.
Line of sight. And I had one patient who had successfully given up smoking, and he went away on holiday feeling great with himself. He saw a packet of his favourite Dutch tobacco in the window, impulse buy. And it was proven for him, and he's disappointed with himself that he started smoking again and increased his risk of dying again. So taking it out of sight takes away that line of sight impulse purchase, and for him, if he didn't see it, he wouldn't have bought it.
Also making a submission was the New Zealand Retailers Association, represented by their government and advisory group manager, Louise Evans, who said new tobacco and cigarette storage rules could pose problems for shopkeepers.
It depends on the types of cabinetry that we're looking at. There are roller doors that some people, you know, they'd leave them up all day. You know, and it could be that, yes, you roll the doors up, but there is no visibility of the actual product sitting in the display cabinet. It really depends. I mean, yes, your cabinet might be visible, but no advertising or content is actually available to be seen. So we need to look at the different types of cabinetry that is in operation. I mean, as you say, is the option just to go straight under the counter so that it's not seen? Again, it's a matter of practicality.
The New Zealand Retailers Association's Louise Evans, making a submission on the Smoke-Free Environments Controls and Enforcement Amendment Bill to the Health Committee. Elsewhere, the Social Services Committee was briefed by the co-chair of the Coalition to End Homelessness, Iris Pahau, who called for a parliamentary inquiry into homelessness.
There's research, but it's spasmodic. It's not coordinated. It doesn't engage with government. So what we think a parliamentary inquiry would do, on the other hand, it would provide credibility and leadership of members of parliament and government around how best to provide us sufficient information to then be able to lead a national strategy about how to deal with homelessness.
Ms. Pahau said her group wanted to work with the government to solve the problem.
Looking to work collaboratively with government in the preparation of a terms of reference for this parliamentary inquiry and to broker between government and the agencies to participate in this inquiry. Our coalition is not here to be forever. We're here to stop homelessness, end homelessness by 2020. Our clock is ticking and we need your help to do that.
Iris Pahau, the co-chair of the New Zealand Coalition to End Homelessness, briefing the Social Services Committee on Wednesday. Next day, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was briefed on New Zealand's provincial reconstruction team in Afghanistan. Defence Minister Wayne Mapp began on a sombre note.
I think it's most appropriate on this day that I should start by acknowledging Private Karifi Mila and his comrades and the loss that his family and the wider defence family have suffered.
Private Karifi Mila was a New Zealand soldier killed in a vehicle accident in Afghanistan earlier in the week. The Defence Minister said the death was indicative of challenges faced in Afghanistan.
What his death demonstrates is that service in Afghanistan is difficult. The terrain is exceptionally demanding, and every single day when our young men and women go about their roles in Afghanistan on their patrols, they face danger. And that danger is not just from insurgency, but it's from the very nature of the geography, the nature of the patrols, where they have to go.
Dr. Mapp then described some of the work New Zealand's military were undertaking in Bamiyan.
There is a major road reconstruction program occurring throughout the province. And the rate and pace of it is dramatic. In 2009, it took 12 hours to drive from Bamiyan to Nyack. In 2010, when I was there, it took 4 hours. When the Minister of Peace was there in September, October, it took 3 hours. I anticipate when I go this year, it'll take 2.5 hours. That is the rate of infrastructure change that is occurring.
Defence Minister Wayne Mapp on Thursday briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee on New Zealand's Provincial Reconstruction Team in Afghanistan. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.